I'd been there 18 years earlier in 1988, on with my backpack and European rail card. In fact, the project had begun in 1881, 125 years ago by a Spanish architect. It's a temple like no other, like a scene from Lord of the Rings, remarkable in design and scale. I was once again in Barcelona, this time with a suitcase and a decent hotel room, though. When suddenly thoughts about my superb lunch plunged dramatically out of my head, I stared at the Temple of Sangre Familia, designed and built by Gaudi. Gaudi didn't have detailed plans for the whole temple, but instead had a vision. Standing in the middle of the temple, which oddly had been grassed during my last visit, and was now a major construction site, I wondered about Gaudi's vision and passion to embark and remain focused on such an enormous project, a project which he spent 34 years of his life on, a project that even with such devotion, he'd only been able to complete a fraction of his final vision during his life, the front wall. But Gaudi had a vision that he had absolutely clarity about, and even though he died 80 years ago, his vision is still clear. As the temple takes form, the rate of building has increased tenfold from that of my previous visit. So over sangria and tapas, I wondered what I could take from this experience. One message resounded for me. Lots of us have visions and passion, but a vision that inspires ourselves and others can build absolutely remarkable results. So I thought, what are my visions for home and work? Do they inspire me? Do others know what they are? And are my current goals completely lined up with my overall vision? Probably not, I thought. Till next week, be successful in everything you do. Bye.